ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Yes, my name is Fierce George. I'm the founder of the Fierce Federation. And as you know, Fierce Federation is a part of the Spectrum Women Hub. And so Fierce stands for Fighting Limiting Beliefs, Intentionality, Expressing Your Gifts and Talents. R is for Rediscovery, Recalibration, and Resilience. C is for Capacity Building, and E is for Excellence. So as you know, Spectrum, as a Spectrum woman, you're a woman of excellence. And to attain that level, you have to be a lady of legacy. Legacy has to mean everything to you as a woman. This is how we take our place in the world. Okay, so we have our very own Dr. AJ here. I've shared her bio with the group. They already know you, Dr. AJ, but here we like to know you, if you know what I mean, like get to know you, so that people can kind of like relate with you like that. So aside from your bio, I'd like for you to just introduce yourself to the lady, you know, as their friend and all of that, someone they can relate with. So who is Dr. AJ? And then you can take it from there.
Awesome. So we'll actually just go ahead and get started because it's a part of the presentation, if that's okay. Yay. Well, welcome everyone, especially those of you who are here live. I'm excited to have you here. I am Dr. AJ Austin, and today I'll be sharing 3 secrets with you to becoming a lady of legacy. What is a lady of legacy, you may ask? Let me show you a little documentary that I filmed earlier this year in honor of Black History Month, where I partnered with a local film coach here in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And we put together the work that we've been able to do here in the community, helping women, especially Black women, become ladies of legacy. Here we go.
Hey friends, it's Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, home to Ladies Empowering Generations and coaching you, also known as the Ladies of Legacy. As the lead lady of legacy, you may not know my story of who I am and why I created a movement of Black women worldwide becoming Christian certified life coaches. It's a journey of struggle and success, and I want to share it with you. My mother prayed for a girl, and God answered by sending me. I was born on November 27th, 1980. I like to say I was a Valentine's Day gift unwrapped and delivered on Thanksgiving that same year. I'm the eldest and only girl of 3, born to a teenage mother who named me Andrika, which is feminine for Andrew, my father, who passed away recently but was never part of my life. My name is Greek, meaning strong and courageous, and I am that and more. Despite growing up in small town Douglasville, Georgia, living in low-income housing, on government assistance, and having been surrounded by the sad reality of poverty most of my life, Against the odds, I graduated high school in the top 5% of my class and received six figures in scholarships and was accepted into the honors program as a psychology major at Clark Atlanta University, where I made a vow to God to help others as I helped myself heal. I was disappointed to learn that the additional funding I needed to complete my college education had dried up, so I dropped out and I got a job. I also got married. And we got evicted. And for the first time in my life, I dealt with homelessness, sleeping in my car, in shelters, guest bedrooms, pull-out couches, and on the floors of family and friends. We separated, and I went on to live in a converted prison turned transitional housing for the working poor. On April 14th, 2008, I attended the divorce trial that officially ended my five-year marriage. I remember getting on the elevator to leave and seeing my ex-husband for the last time as I was on the phone with my cousin who had just told me that my mom had just passed away. Can you imagine facing two traumatic, life-changing events within seconds of each other? Then my corporate job downsized. And I decided to receive that as my metaphorical pink permission slip to finally live out my dream of entrepreneurship. And I decided to take control of my destiny. A friend encouraged me to become a facilitator for Dove and host seminars for girls and their moms, teaching them how to start a dialogue about beauty and self-esteem. I then wrote a best-selling empowerment book for girls. I grew my brand and gained recognition for my work to where other women requested my help too. My business and personal development journey led me to a Black lady life coach with impactful insight, and I spent the next few years getting my life together. But I still felt like I needed permission to do greater things with my life. A friend told me about a local life coach certification training intensive, and I thought, here's my chance to finally help people in a much bigger way. I was so desperate to go. I was willing to sleep in my car, but I didn't have to because this same friend paid for my hotel stay and wouldn't let me pay her back. And she paid for my training tuition. I paid her back for that though. On April 27, 2013, my dad's birthday, I became an internationally recognized, certified personal life coach. And I knew I wanted to work with Black women of faith on a deeper level as I coached them into building their business brands. Every day since my certification, I have dedicated my days to learning in an effort to master this ministry. The mere existence of the life coaching industry as a mental health alternative to counseling, and I didn't need a college degree or to take on hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to become a coach, was all the motivation and permission I needed to give myself to scratch the itch and serve greater in my purpose. I prayed and I had my business prayed over by a Black Christian multimillionaire family. While doing all of this, and 15 years from when I first started, I re-enrolled in school, had gallstone surgery, took online classes with no Wi-Fi at home. So I sat in my car outside restaurant parking lots and in local cafes and borrowed their Wi-Fi. I ate at local food banks and soup kitchens, had my car repossessed, buried family members, lost friends, and made my first F. I was also awarded Outstanding Student, wrote my second best-selling book, and graduated Mercer University with a degree in training and development, and that same promise in my heart to heal and help others do the same. 1 week after graduation, I was invited to become a master life coach trainer with the same organization that certified me as a life coach. This is where I trained 110 certified life coaches from all over North America. When the partnership ended, I lost my home and was living in an office space when friends, fans, and followers encouraged me to create my own life coach certification and training company. At the height of a global pandemic, an economic shutdown, civic and civil unrest, and race and religious riots, combining my story with my skills, the International Center for Life Coach Training LLC was born, teaching African-American women how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. As African American women make up less than 9% of the life coaching industry, but 100% of people inside and outside of our community can use our services. To date, we have successfully superseded sales goals and trained hundreds of Black women Christian certified life coaches worldwide, who are now known as the Ladies of Legacy. Throughout the years, my delivery of one-on-one private life coaching sessions, group coaching sessions, classes, workshops, speaking engagements, training events, books, and podcasts has impacted ministries and created a movement. Our work has been featured in magazines and endorsed through partnerships, and I have served, shared the stage, and certified celebrity coaches. To acknowledge my decades of working and serving in ministry, I recently received an honorary doctoral degree in Christian psychology. This all came together to help me live my life through longevity as a lady of legacy.
My journey has been amazing. So just in a nutshell, I've made over $3,000 in 2 weeks. I've now secured 8 clients. And who does that? Somebody does it, I guess. I did. God did. Amazing. I can't say anything more than that. Amazing.
All righty. So that is a little of who I am and what I do. And so I'm excited to share more with you about how I got on my journey and how you too can take steps on your own journey as well. So again, I'm Dr. AJ Austin. I am a founder of BlackLifeCoachRadio.com, which is a podcast where we share our message of legacy with the world. Also, Black Life Coach TV is our YouTube channel that has about 600 videos there that goes into way more detail about our work, specifically training Black Christian women to become professionally trained, skilled, qualified, certified life coaches. I do what I love, and I love what I do so much so that I've spent the last couple years working part-time and making over 6 figures in this legacy building company. That's a big deal, going from homelessness to $100,000 heir, right? I helped a company before I launched gain about 6 figures now as well. So that number has been updated. And then we now have about 187 Black women Christian certified life coaches all over the world. And I am the author of 16 books. One of those books, I'll be sharing with you how you can get your hands on a free copy if you hang out with us to the end. And so I just wanted to show you a little of our work that I've added on to building my legacy with what I call Data Media as a podcast producer and host of our YouTube channel and so much more. So now that you know who I am, meet some of the other ladies of legacy who I've had the privilege to work with. The lady you see here, I circled her. Her name is Keisha Green. She's in a wheelchair. She's an amputee. She was one lady that rolled into our class one day full of light and sunshine, such a great sense of humor, bright personality. She was an author. She had already written a book, and she just needed validation in her gift. So she got certified with me as a life coach, and now she is a local reality TV star that is behind the scenes photo shoot for a show that they were in the process of putting together for those who were amputees, whether you were missing legs or arms or feet. They were behind the scenes filming that, and her walking into her own legacy as a result of my legacy coming together, we're able to now show up on national, international platforms like TV, sharing our gifts. So that's our Keisha Green, one of our coaches. This is Coach Vanessa Green, no relation that I know of to Keisha Green, but she is now gracing the cover of her own just moment in the spotlight as a magazine cover feature. I mean, she is like rocking it, right? She is holding it down. And so I love the fact that she is now walking in her legacy, helping other women as well by just showing up with that confidence, because I said yes, she could say yes to what's next. She is a minister. She is a podcast host as well. She's a new author, of course, the magazine cover model, and a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Then we have Coach Nerecia Johnson. She is also here in Georgia with me. She's a local documentarian. Once she got certified as a coach, as a result of her saying yes to her legacy, she was then invited to the NBC local studio here. I say NBC because we have an NBC studio here in Georgia as well. I filmed in that studio. She filmed in an additional studio. And now she is featured as someone who sits in the seat of, let's say, like an Ayanna Van Zandt. She is the life coach featured on a documentary here in Atlanta, but it's also online for anyone to see. So she said yes to her legacy. She's also a Black woman Christian certified life coach, in addition to what she does as a government worker, a wedding officiant. She's a minister. It's just so exciting because all of these opportunities all came for these ladies of legacy shortly after working with me in my legacy, where I train Black women to become Christian life coaches. So I'm excited to share some of the work that we've done and show you how you can do it too, because it's easy when it's laid out before you. So if you've never thought through this process, hopefully this will give you some aha moments and ideas. As a part of my journey to becoming a lady of legacy, I have grown. I went from being a certified personal life coach, getting certified, y'all saw that in the documentary, to now being a master life coach certification trainer. And my company is officially known as the certifying body for Black women Christian life coach certification. And I also hold a position in the top 10% of the life coaching industry earners, because I use my platform to share insight, things that I learned, bringing it back to platforms like this, where I can help other ladies build their legacy. So that's why I'm showing up today, sharing with you, you know, where I come from. And again, hopefully sparking something in you. Because what this has allowed me to do as well is give you a flash into one of my accounts on PayPal. Most people don't do this, but here's just some of the earnings we've been able to accumulate working part-time over the last couple of years. Put it in the chat. If that amount there that you see circled, that 98,000, it's really small on my screen, so I can't see it. We're well over that now, but put it in the chat if the extra $98,000 would like spark some legacy, like some inspiration for you to know you got to get up and go do what you got to do. Talk to me in the chat. I'm an engager, so I love to know that it's resonating with you. Because as you see, I'm in my car. You can't see my car, but I drive a 2-seater Honda sports car that is like limited edition, a collectible, a classic. I get offers on her all the time. But we ride around the city of Atlanta here. I have a couple of merchandise vendors who design what you see in my hand, my mugs, my coffee mugs, my hats, my t-shirts. And I share that information and those all of the merchandise with the coaches that I certify. And so your legacy, when you're thinking through it, it can be built through things like marketing merchandise, t-shirts, hats, mugs. You can also do like what you've already known that I have done in the documentary, speaking. Y'all saw me speaking live. You can also speak online like I'm doing with you guys here today. I see the chat lighting up. I'll see what y'all said in a minute. I also coach one-on-one, and I train my coaches to coach one-on-one. So that's part of their legacy. Also coaching in group environments, similar to where we are today. A group to me is two or more people. You know, you can multiply that legacy as well. Doing things like trainings and conferences and summits, or offering a monthly membership or mentorship. All of that is a form of legacy building. It just depends on how serious you are. So we're about to test how serious you are about building your legacy. Talk to me in the chat. Let me see what you guys are saying, because I have three secrets for you to become a lady of legacy. Let's see, show chat. I hope I don't mess nothing up. I'm trying to be fancy. There we go. Okay, cool. I see yes. I see some fire emojis. I see wow. I see this is amazing. Keep talking to me, okay? Because we're about to dive into secret number one. If you're ready for secret number one, put a one in the chat. Because these, again, are the three secrets to becoming a lady of legacy. So step one is all about vision. And the vision is getting clarity on what you want your legacy to be. Remember that vision that God gave you maybe years ago, or maybe like me in the middle of the night recently, where he wakes you up and won't let you go back to sleep. Yeah, that vision, that idea that you were supposed to wake up and write down in your journal, not tell yourself, I'm gonna remember when I wake up, but then you wake up and you can't remember. that vision that you've been telling God you see for yourself, that vision that he's laid on your heart. Do you know exactly what to do with that vision? If you have a vision, put it in the chat. Just write vision real quick, because I need to see that I'm talking to the right visionaries today, okay? So if you know God is giving you a vision or an idea, you know exactly what you're going to do with that vision. If you want to start your own company, in my case, I train coaches. So these are coaches who have their own coaching company. So if you're like them and you want to start your own coaching company, getting paid or charging for your services, or maybe you want to get some new credentials. You saw it took me 15 years, but I went back to school because I was determined to get that degree. That was actually my mother's dying wish. She's like, just finish your education, okay? So now I'm officially Dr. AJ Austin, and putting my credentials to work as a coach, as a trainer, as a speaker, as so much more. I see some visionaries. Let me see y'all. Yep, I see some visionaries. Got it. Vision is all about getting to clarity, okay? Now, let me tell you, you can take that clarity. You can take that vision. You can take those credentials. You can take whatever idea God has given you, and you can start to, you know, make money. But that's only if you want to make money. If you want to make money, put it in the chat, money. Put a money emoji. Put the word that you use for money, like coins or whatever you say. Put it in the chat for me, because you can use that for what you already do. So if you're working 9 to 5 in your current role in your corporate position, or maybe you are a minister at your local church, or maybe you're active in your community, I want to know who is waiting on you. Because yes, you have vision. Yes, you have clarity. I see the money emoji. So I said, let's make lots of money. I'm with you. And so think about this. Who is waiting on you? If you know who's waiting on you, put it in the chat. Because what that means is I'm famous on Facebook for starting and ending. You'll hear me say it today. I have a famous quote that I say, that there is someone somewhere waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. So who is waiting on you? Is it your child? Is it your family? Is it your community? Is it your church? Is it a group of women? Is it youth? Is it you? Fill in the blank. Talk to me in the chat. Who is waiting on you? Because if you know exactly who you want to help, if you already have some background work or life experience in a certain topic or area or niche, that means you know who your waiting audience is. That's your target audience. That's who you choose to serve with that vision and becoming a lady of legacy. You've had a head start on building your path to becoming a lady of legacy. So if you have an idea of who you want to help, think through your life story. You guys just sat through an 8-minute documentary. It's like a mini doc, okay? And I shared the last 20 plus years of my journey. It was too much to put in 8 minutes. So I gave you the good juicy parts. But that also meant that I've been through enough to know that I now knew how to come out of some things. Let me see some hand raises or some emojis in the chat if you've been through some stuff and God has brought you out of some things. Because that means that you have an idea of how you got out of it. It's now called a solution. That means that if you met someone today going through the same thing God has delivered you from, you have their answer to how they too can come out of it. So this is you going from, I have an idea. I know who I want to help. I'm ready to help them. I have experience and a story to tell. And now I have a solution to share with other people that's going to help make them successful in that area of their life. So if you know you want to become a lady of legacy and you know who your vision is going to help that God has given you, then use that vision to to help tell your story, because someone from your culture, your corporate culture, your church, your community, they can be inspired by hearing it. Even if you're still thinking about it, thinking through it, maybe you're like, I ain't really been through enough, or maybe you're like, I don't have a homeless story. You don't have to have a rags to riches story to help someone else. If you've been through anything in your life and you feel like you have a powerful portion of a story to tell, a testimony, put it in the chat and talk to me. Step one is vision. This is Camille. She wanted to become a certified life coach to enhance her skills on her corporate job and benefit her work as a minister. So she told me that she scrolled through Facebook. She kept seeing my name pop up on Facebook Lives that I do. She told me she was laying in bed one night and God showed her my face. Vision. Okay. She ended up back on my Facebook page watching one of my lives in the replay. By the way, shouts out to replay viewers who will watch today. And when she found herself watching my live, she also found herself on my website looking for that life coach certification training that she heard me mention in the videos. She said she closed her eyes. She said she did like this. She closed her eyes and she clicked submit payment because she knew she had a vision that God was calling her to. So she said she saw me in her head. She heard my story of what I had been through, how I had come out, and she knew I had her solution. And that's what she wanted in someone to train her, someone who had been there. And so because she could relate to my training style, my personality, my leadership, and everything is practical and straight to the point. You guys see now you're talking to me in the chat because I'm like, talk to me. Tell me what you need. Let's get to the point. So she loved that quality and that skill in me as her trainer. And she also noticed that I was extremely knowledgeable about life coaching and the industry as a whole and, of course, certification. So to see another Black woman walking in her craft, in her anointing, in her ministry, in her calling. Come on, y'all. Who is ready to do that as well? This is how you want your people to look at you. So Camille raised her hand. She joined me in a small group of ladies. We did like a boot camp style masterclass in a small group setting similar to what we're doing today here. We had a lot more time, but we hung out all day. She became a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian certified life coach with me. We have added more to our roster, as you heard me say. Camille said her favorite thing about training and learning from me, someone who had been there, is that she got to also hear the stories of other coaches in the community who shared stories. Because, you know, sometimes we go through stuff we think it's just us, but somebody needs to hear what you've been through so they can say, me too, girl, me too. I thought it was just me. Thank you for validating that, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not losing my mind. And so she loved the fact that there was a community of coaches for her to connect through who had been through that same life journey that she was on as a minister. So she said, when I came into her life, she heard my story. She's seen how I was building my legacy. She said she knew I could help her better herself, better her church and her corporate communities, and bring her idea for becoming a lady of legacy to life. So because we connected and we made that one-on-one, like we solidified it, she really, really enjoyed having that around because she didn't feel alone. How many of you guys are, you know, sometimes you feel like, okay, am I doing this by myself? Is it just me? Am I the only one? Talk to me in the chat. She said she didn't have to figure things out on her own. And so Camille was our very first certified life coach when I brought my training online. We went from doing ministry in person to online. So this is showing you how your legacy has a global reach. It's not just for your city, your state, or your country. I'm talking in US terms. It's not just for your community. It's for the world. And so how Camille and I connected heart to heart, when I showed up on Facebook Live, we connected spirit to spirit. That's key, making sure you're speaking from your heart. When God showed her my face in her vision and she asked him for guidance, just know that there's literally someone somewhere praying for you right now that you'll show up, you'll share your story, you'll connect with them. And so that's what she did. She asked for his guidance and which way she should go. He led her to me. And the same way I was able to connect with Camille is the same way you can connect with your future clients through your vision. So as a recap, vision is secret number one of the three secrets to becoming a lady of legacy. And if you're ready for number two, put a number two in the chat for me. Let me glance at the chat. And how are we doing on time? Let me know. I see some glory. I see some yes, he has. My family, my nation, and the world. I know that's right. Family is waiting. The world is waiting. I see two. Okay, y'all, like, get to it. Give it to me. All right. So secret number two is charge. Let me see some more money emojis. I saw some emojis when y'all said y'all could use that extra $98,000, $99,000 deposited into your account on today. Let's talk about that, because when it comes to, I'm going to speak on behalf of Black women. Y'all can tell me if this is you, because we are so used to helping people usually for free. I want to flip the script. Let's talk about confidently converting conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit card. Can you use any one of those four C's in your life right now? Maybe if you can't use it, that family, that nation that's waiting on you, maybe they can use it. So talk to me in the chat. Can you use clients, cash, checks, or credit cards? Or can you help someone else? Just donate whatever you make to the market that's waiting on you. If you have mastered your skill, or let's say you have it, let's go back to that, because a lot of us, we help for free, we serve for free, we give stuff away. I don't know about you, but over the years, I got tired of people saying, let's go for coffee, let's go for lunch, can I pick your brain? I got tired of all of that. Anybody can relate? You're like, if one more person asked me to donate my time or get exposure, or, you know, I'm tired, I'm ready to get paid. If you're not really sure how to take what you've been given away for free and secure it on a level that allows you to still serve, but you're also going to sell that skill. As a matter of fact, you're going to sell it in your sleep and get well paid well for it. Does that sound like something you would like to do? Learning how to serve and sell in your sleep, because that's what I've been able to do. That's what our coaches have been able to do. And you can do it as well. Talk to me if you think you're ready. Do you think you're ready, or maybe kind of ready, to cut down a little bit on giving away your services for free? Because you know, some people will still ask, especially family. Some people will still expect the hookup or a discount. They'll still ask for your advice. They'll still ask you the same questions you've been answering all these years and giving away, you know, for free most of the time. Okay. Tell me the truth. Are you tired of it? Okay. I see. Yes. So if you have ever found yourself, you know, in your business or wanted to grow a business, but you started scurrying, you don't know where to find clients or who has the money to pay you, you're not really sure if they're the right people to work with, or if you've never been paid, because I've heard some people tell me they didn't know they could get paid for what they had been given away for free. If you don't know what to charge, or you wish you knew, or you're wondering if people have a budget to pay you, talk to me in the chat. Y'all got to be quick though, because it's time for you to charge whatever you want. I'm going to say that again. It's time for you to charge whatever you want. If most of your life people have been telling you you should charge for what you do, and you wish you knew how to get paid in the way that funds your life and adds additional revenue to your current income, then here's what you need to be writing in your journals. I want you to make this your new goal. Your new goal should be to confidently convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Because y'all told me the world was waiting on you. You told me your family was waiting on you. I've been ready to start charging. I see some absolutely's. Make that your goal. I remember being young in business and met another entrepreneur. She said, you even have to pray for your future clients and pray over your client list. So those people who are literally praying for you to show up, waiting on you to share your story and your legacy through the vision God has given you, start praying for those people, because those are going to be that conversation that leads you to that client, cash, check, and credit cards. Make it your goal and your new prayer to secure clients and get them to return. Not just show up one time, but to keep saying, okay, when's our next session? How can I work with you again? How can I pay you more money? How can I book you on retainer that secures you for the rest of the year? Is this resonating with anybody? Can you make that your goal? Talk to me in the chat. Make it your goal to hit your daily, your weekly, your monthly, your quarterly, and your yearly sales goals at a price that scares you. So if you're going from free to charging for whatever you do, any price is going to scare you. But when you go from charging what you currently do, if you've ever made money at what you do, double it. And if you just felt your heart drop a little and you jumped, that's the right price to start charging. That's how you convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Y'all got it? If you got it, put charge in the chat, okay? I see, whoa, like that response. On it, yes, yes, ready to charge. Want to know how to confidently do that. Yes, I love that. I see you. Got it, charge, cool. Let's talk about our final secret to becoming a lady of legacy. This is Coach Andrea Stone. You guys met her in the documentary. She is one of our Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaches. And she has an amazing story of success where she started to show up and share her story, share her vision. She started to put a charge on that thing. And then she also shared it with me. We did a podcast episode and she said, Dr. AJ, I secured 20 discovery calls. I secured 8 coaching clients, and one of them is a teen. So remember I said, sometimes we don't know if our clients will be able to afford us. She found a way, she made it happen. And in her first 2 weeks of being a certified life coach, she said, I've made over $3,000. She told me she had to close her books for just a few weeks until she finished working with the clients. And she was like, I cannot believe it. Who does that? She said, God does that. God is amazing. And she's like, I just can't say any more than that. My journey has been amazing. She kept saying that word, amazing. Are you ready for an amazing journey? Like, that's how you have to see your legacy. Yes, you've been through some things, but where God is taking you can look amazing. With this final secret, it's all about community. Secret number 3 is community. So tell me in the chat real quick, do you have access to a community? Because if not, now is the perfect time for you to start reaching out and connecting with permission. You don't want to spam people. You don't want to get on their nerves. But if your inbox on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you social media, if your inbox is currently not full of reciprocal love and support, that means you're showing up for people saying, hey, girl, just checking in on you. Or they're showing up for you saying, hey, girl, you all right? I haven't heard from you in a while. Talk to me in the chat. Like, do you have messages like that so far? Just yes or no. Is your inbox full of reciprocal love and support? If you're not currently and consistently sending and receiving those encouraging direct messages, inbox messages, emails, text messages to a community of coaching and accountability partners because you're so used to doing things alone, or if you don't have a solid circle of support that includes at least 3 to 5 true business besties, business girlfriends that you can call and share your big vision, your big goals, your big aha moments in your business, and they'll pray with you, they'll connect with you, they'll collaborate with you, they'll celebrate with you, they'll cheer you on to greater success, it's time for you to make that your new goal too, because that's going to help you become that lady of legacy. It's time for you to stop keeping your legacy to yourself because you don't want to ask anybody for anything, or because you don't want to bother anyone, or you don't think everyone will be happy for you or your success. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It's time to stop keeping your legacy to yourself. If you're going to stop keeping it to yourself, talk to me in the chat, okay? This is Sia, and Sia's an educator. She had a background and experience in counseling as well. And when we had what we know as the global pandemic, her job was impacted. And so she had followed me online for a while. She had watched me build my legacy, and she knew it was time to join forces. She had seen my live streams, listened to my podcast. She even referred a friend to come work with me as a coaching client. One day she and I jumped on the phone and she told me that she felt like coaching was a part of her calling and she felt like she was ready to walk into her legacy. And she kind of had an idea for how she wanted to do it, but she was overwhelmed because there's so much information out there online and in books and things like that. But in our call, I remember listening and asking her questions and she's like, I love what you've been able to do and I want you to show me how to do it too. And so that increased her confidence. So after we talked, I told her, you know, well, you can take what you already do as a counselor, even though your job has been impacted, you can add that to coaching, and then you can do what you've always wanted to do, which is what she wanted to do was get back into podcasting. And she realized that, you know, this was now her moment. This was her chance. And so because she was ready to stand out there, she said, let me find someone who I see doing what I want to do, which was me. Hey, y'all. And she came to train with me. She was part of that small group of the first five ladies who said yes to training with me online. She's now a certified life coach. She's a podcast host. And the moment she got certified, not only did her confidence increase, but she put a call out there saying, hey, y'all, I'm about to get back into podcasting. I'm looking for guests. Sia had a waiting list of over 150 people saying yes to coming on her podcast, which was a part of her building her legacy and becoming a lady of legacy. Can you imagine if she never showed up? 150 people would have never had a chance to share their story. I was one of the people interviewed on her podcast as well. And I share that in our, we have a Christian coaching community. I'll show you how to get access to that. Plus the free book I'm giving away at the end. We're about to wrap up here, but I just wanted to show you Sia's story because it came with community. It came with connecting. It came with her showing up and sharing that vision to build her legacy. And when she put it out there that she had the solution, which was creating a podcast, which was an online platform for other people to share her story. That's a great example for how to convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. So that's what we were able to do with Sia. Had that waiting list. She started her podcast. She got certified. Her confidence skyrocketed. She showed up in such a powerful, impactful way. And so that learning, that knowledge all came together. It wasn't about me selling her on becoming a coach or you should do this, you should do that. It was me holding the space and listening, asking her questions, honoring the space, and allowing her to dream and imagine, which I hope you've been able to do today. I hope you can see for yourself beyond where you currently are, because there are communities, there are platforms like this one, there are communities like this one who come together to be that sounding board, that shoulder to cry on, that prayer partner, that trusted space. And sometimes it just starts with a conversation. So that's how it started. These are just some of the ladies that I've been able to watch walk into their own destinies as ladies of legacy. So again, community is our secret number three. And that's how we get to success with bringing that vision to fruition. So as a recap, vision, charging, and community are our three secrets. Let me see you put that in the chat if you got it, if it resonated with you, because building my legacy, having my own training company has allowed me to invest in myself at higher levels, double my income, like to see where I went from paying off major bills, investing as a seed sower, having freedom over my time, a flexible schedule. I moved into a luxury apartment, now into a newly renovated home. I told y'all about my little car, my baby. She's a classic no car note, which I love. All of my living expenses are paid. And I employ other women from businesses, from underserved communities. So I give back. I still sow, I still give, I still pay my tithes. I invest back into my community. But I love that I can do that in addition to creating my own schedule and doing it while making money. So I run my business full time, but I only work part time. All of that was a part of my vision going into it and building my legacy, because I love shopping in the middle of the day, getting frequent deliveries from Amazon. They just delivered twice yesterday. I was kind of embarrassed because two trucks showed up back to back. My porch was full of stuff, but I was so thankful that I have that luxury. And it all comes from my business. I thank God that instead of people asking to treat me to coffee, to pick my brain, I'm now the one that invites people to coffee, pick up the tab for whether we're having lunch, drinks, desserts. I do that with family and friends, you know, because you got people watching your journey and maybe they're trying to see how far you'll go. And you got to show them sometimes with your little business. You know, they say, how your little business doing? You got to show them when you throw down that credit card and be like, it's doing well enough to pay for food. Here you go. Let me treat it on me. No, me, you know, fight over who pays the bills. But I love sowing seeds and investing into the lives of my family, my friends, people around me. And my legacy has made that all possible, all the way to having people on my team who get to take vacations. All of that because I showed up and I said, I'm ready, God, to build my legacy, become a lady of legacy. I got courses. I'm able to reach the world on a global scale without having to leave my home. I'm seen as a role model and an influencer. And I love the fact that I get to control how much money I make, when I work or not, what I say yes to or not, and the fact that my legacy works even when I'm not actively sitting in front of a computer or on a phone. So hopefully what we've shared today is setting the blueprint for what you're looking forward to do. You got you some new goals to work towards. You got your vision. You know you want to build your legacy. I saw some comments saying I want to do this with confidence because I love knowing that I'm setting trends in my industry. I am the first Black woman with a bachelor's degree in training and development, a master's degree in life coaching in the works, offering online Christian life coach certification training for Black women of faith. And my company is owned by a Black woman who is also a certified life coach, a master life coach, a master life coach certification training. I have an honorary doctoral degree for working over 30 years in my ministry for free. So I paid my dues. I know what it's like. And that's why I show up with my own virtual training and development company that is a part of my legacy. That's why I can go back through my journey and map it out to becoming a lady of legacy and certifying coaches online in one day. And now it's why I can give you those three secrets to how to build your own legacy, going from struggle to success so that you don't have to struggle. I want to wrap up with this, my famous quote that I told you about. I really hope that this hits home for you, that there is someone somewhere and they are waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because when you impact just one life, you're impacting generations. I see generations here with us today. And I hope that you have been impacted with what we've chatted about today. Remember, when you let your light shine, you give others permission to do the same. That's a quote from Dr. Marianne Williamson. I'm Dr. AJ Austin. I want to invite you to connect with me like we connected to get me here today. FutureBlackLifeCoaches.com is my complimentary Christian coaching community. If you want to come hang out and see how we do it, we have about 700 plus Future Black Life Coaches there. That's why it's at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com. You can get access to a copy of my book called The Black Life Coach. It's there. We got some fun trainings and events coming up, complimentary, showing you how to further dive into your legacy if you want to enter the life coach space as a certified life coach, a Black woman Christian certified life coach. And so futureblacklifecoaches.com is where to find me online and where to start. And now I want to open it up for questions. If you have any, you can type them in the chat, or if you want to come offline and chat with me, or off mute and chat with me. Do we have time to do that? I wanted to make sure I'm respecting our time as well. Let's see. Where are we? Peace, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. We've got another meeting, so we need to hurry. Ladies, if you have any questions, you can ask now. I'm going to be putting her details in the group, so if you want to connect with her, please do that. Whether you need to be trained or you need her as your coach, please, by all means. Also, AJ, I'd like to have a mock of your book so we can put it on our social media platform, so that people can see that. And also, I would like for you to tell the people where they can get your book if anyone of them needs one.
Yes. So let's do this, because we don't have time for Q&A. If you go to futureblacklifecoaches.com, you can ask me any question there. It's literally one of the questions to join our community. Like, what's your top burning question? You can put it there. Also, my book is found in our group, futureblacklifecoaches.com. So when you join our group, you'll see the book there. And I'll definitely get you a mock-up to share for social media access as well. But the copy of the book is located at futureblacklifecoaches.com. And it's also where we can do our Q&A if you guys have more questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. I don't know why my video is not on. Thank you so much. We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. I've been taking notes here. I like the dare. You know, truly we do things for free in our community. And of course, it's time to step up and make all the money. So more than that is the legacy that you're leaving behind, touching people's lives. So if you want to connect with AJ, please by all means do that. She's on social media. I will be sharing all our details with us. We also have this recorded. So if you want to listen to it over and over again so that you can take this challenge, please, I'll send it to the group also. Thank you so much, Dr. AJ. You've been a blessing to us. Plus, you know, it was such a short time, short notification, but here you are. I say thank you. God bless you. We hope that you'll be able to come back one of these days. We're building a community and we would love for you to be a part of it. Thank you so much for representing our Black women out there and doing just fabulously. We honor you. The Lord reward you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. Right, ladies, we're going to pray because we have a prayer meeting in a couple of minutes. So we're going to pray now, and then I'll send all that we need to connect with Dr. AJ to the group. Doctor, if you pray for us, that would be nice, please. As we
awesome. Thank you for asking. I love that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for today, Lord. We thank you for the streams that brought us here today, God. We thank you for every way that has been made for us to walk in the legacy that you've called us to. God, every generation that's represented on the live today, on the replay, God, you know our hearts. And you know what you wake us up with in the middle of the night. You've given us permission to create wealth with our hands, to become those ladies of legacy. We say yes on today, God. We're praying for the future clients that are coming, the future connections, God. We repent of and for our sins, oh Lord. We ask for your special covering over us and our families and over these visions that you have given us, God. We thank you for what's next. Even though we can't see it, we know you have our best interest at heart. And so our goal is to say yes and amen. We thank you, Lord. We love you and we thank you for loving us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're on mute. I'm mute.
I can't believe that. All right, ladies, let's unmute our mics and share the grace. Thank you so much, Doctor. God bless you. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. AJ. Thank you, ladies. Bella, I see you. Flaky, I see you. Rosemary, Litchi, Blessed, thank you for joining us. Okay, iPad. I don't know who iPad is, but thank you for joining us. Trust, thank you. I see you. Gift, I see you. Sister Jane, God bless you. Sister Rachel, God bless you. And Dove, woof. God bless you all. Thank you so much. So we'll be back here next week by the grace of God. We'll be bringing another speaker as powerful as AJ to bless us. Thank you so much. God bless you all. And on that note, I say bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching training needs.